David draws a chart in his notebook. I snap my pencil point and walk to the front of the room to sharpen it. I figure the walk will do me good. Ms. Keene sputters on. We get half our genes from our mother and half from our father. I thought my genes came from efforts. Ha ha. Biology joke. Mom says I take after Dad's side of the family. They're mostly cops and insurance salesmen who bet on football games and smoke disgusting cigars. Dad says I take after Mom's side of the family. They're farmers who grow rocks and poison ivy. They don't say much, visit dentists, or read. When I was a little kid, I used to pretend I was a princess who had been adopted when my kingdom was overrun by bad guys. Any day my real parents, Mr. King and Mrs. Queen, would send the royal limo to pick me up. I just about had a 7-year-old heart attack when my dad took a limo to the airport the first time. I thought they had really come to take me away, and I didn't want to go. Dad took taxis after that. I look out the window. No limos, no chariots or carriages. Now, when I really want to leave, no one will give me a ride. I sketch a willow tree drooping into the water. I won't show it to Mr. Freeman. This one is for my closet. I've been taping some of my drawings on the walls. Any more classes as boring as this one, and I'll be ready to move back in there full time. My leaves are good, natural. The trick is to make them different sizes and then crowd them, one on top of another. Ivy was right.